What is the outlook for Idaho spring agriculture? David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Heavy rain across Idaho left water standing in fields for the second straight week and left conditions too wet for work, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture National Agriculture Statistics Service, Northwest Regional Field Office out of Olympia, Washington. Officials are keeping an eye out for fields with standing water because excessive water creates ideal conditions for certain diseases. Idaho Farm Bureau reporter and blogger Jake Putnam has had a sharp eye on what's going on.
Well, the spring ag outlook is really interesting. We find ourselves in a situation where for years and years and years we've just hoped and prayed for water and snowpack, and it seems like that's happened in aggregate form. All of a sudden, we have snowpack and we have water, but the problem so far is that we haven't been able to get out into the fields and start plowing yet, so we're way behind. And we think that the crops are going to be a little bit behind across the board until things can dry out.
The National Ag Stats Service said that fewer than 4 days were suitable for field work. The month of March was also very wet in Idaho, capping off a year that saw precipitation levels reach as high as 200% of normal. This is David Sparks. Visit our website, aginfo.net.